The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, greetings. Good morning. If you're listening to us in the morning, my name is Steve Woods. I'm your host of The Beacon. We are proud to be aired on 960 The Patriot and excited to come to you today with another program and just thankful that you would take the time to tune in and listen to this program, which is sponsored by Phoenix Christian. And again, we're just delighted that you're tuned in. So today, it's a timely topic, although this content is evergreen and you may be listening to it at any time in the year. If you go to phoenixchristian.org/beacon, you can pick up programs, this one or others. And also on SoundCloud, you'll find us. And however you're listening today, whether you're on the treadmill or in your car or regardless, we're just thankful that you're tuned in. I am joined in studio this week, as most weeks, by Jeff Blake. And Jeff, we have a really cool topic to talk about again today. And welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you bet. And I'm super stoked. Last week we had Representative Bartow on the air. And one of the topics that we covered was educational freedom. And that's something we really believe strongly in for all families and opportunities for choice. And I'm excited to see where this goes.
Well, introduce our audience to our guest this morning.
Well, you bet. So let me introduce Sally Henry. And Sally, you are, I got to say, first and foremost, you're a friend.
Yes.
And that's important to me, and an ally, and someone that I call on regularly. And every time I see your emails pop up on my account, that's a blessing and encouragement, because I know you have the best interest of our students in mind. But Sally, you wear a couple different hats in the community. First and foremost with us, with ACSTO.
Correct.
And maybe let's start there, and then we'll build on the second. But
okay. I actually serve as the Director of Communications for Arizona Christian School Tuition Organization, or ACSTO. And then for the last several years, I've been the Vice President of the Board for Arizona STO Association, so Arizona School Tuition Organization Association. So I've served that in that capacity for, I think, 3 or 4 years. And then I work on a couple different school choice working groups just to help keep educational freedom alive and well here in Arizona.
So let me interject here. So this is, as a program, we've been fortunate. Gosh, can you believe we've been on the air almost a year? This particular month in March here of 2020, we'll be celebrating a year on the air. And we've done a number of programs with regard to educational freedom. And this is a conversation that's important nationwide. It's a conversation that's really relevant in Arizona, because in Arizona, there are some opportunities that exist that don't exist other places. And just from on a personal level, I can say this has touched our family recently, because our eldest daughter and son-in-law and our two grandkids recently relocated from Washington State to Phoenix. Of course, she grew up here, went to Seattle to attend college up there and got her degree, fell in love with a soccer player, and never came back. And so our two grandkids were born in Washington State, and as the eldest of the two approached kindergarten, they began to talk about their desire for education for their kids and talked a lot about the options that were available there, and realized that the option of a private Christian education in their marketplace was going to be almost unapproachable for their family from a cost standpoint. And so one of the factors, we joked off air, in addition to being close to what we hope will be favorite memories that they make with grandparents here in Phoenix, was the reality that being here would afford them the chance through tax credit opportunities to have friends that may make recommendations on behalf of their student for scholarship dollars that would come through organizations such as Arizona Christian School Tuition Organization. So on a very personal level, if you're tuning in and you're not familiar with tax credits in general, one of the reasons we're doing this show is because it's a very timely topic. As we face the April 15th tax deadline, my wife and I literally met yesterday with our CPA. We went through everything in tax credits in the state of Arizona, private scholarship donations being one of them. Was one of the topics on the table. So Sally, help inform our listeners as to what that means to families and students to afford opportunities like our kids are getting now for their kids.
Right. So the state of Arizona has some great opportunities for taxpayers to participate in various different tax credit giving, I should say. Obviously, one of them being the private school tuition tax credit that ACSTO helps scholarship students through. So as a taxpayer, you can actually give to a charitable organization that qualifies. And in return, you receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit, which goes against your state tax liability. So basically, it offsets your state tax payment. And then the really great thing about the program is people can still give now and claim it on their 2019 taxes up until the time they file their taxes or whichever comes first, but no later than April 15th. And for those people that are filing an extension, they actually have to just donate by April 15th in order to claim that tax credit when they do their extension filing in October. So it is a great opportunity for taxpayers to take advantage of really having a say in where their money's going. The state affords you to give a private donation to organizations like ACSTO, and in return, you take the dollar-for-dollar tax credit. And so it really gives you the opportunity as a taxpayer to say, hey, instead of giving the money to the state to go into their general fund for them to decide where the money goes, let me know. I know exactly if I give a dollar-for-dollar tax credit to ACSTO, I recommend Phoenix Christian to be the recipient of that. I know as a taxpayer, my dollars are going to educate to a student at Phoenix Christian.
So in Scripture, when tax is talked about, one of the things that Jesus says, hey, render unto Caesar what Caesar's. And in this scenario, I always think, well, what if Caesar says, how would you like me to spend it? That's sort of the opportunity that exists here, is that we as taxpayers have an opportunity to direct is probably not too strong a word, into the area in which those tax dollars are going to be used, as opposed, like you said, to the general fund. Now, we talked about a tax credit. Talk for a moment, for those that are hearing about this for the first time, between a tax credit and a tax deduction, because sometimes when I meet with folks, they're like, oh, well, I'm getting a refund, so I really don't have any. Right. Can you speak to that?
Yes. So the tax credit is actually, it's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. So basically, if the state says, hey, your state tax payment to me, to the state, is $1,000, I can actually donate $1,000 to ACSTO and in return reduce my state tax liability or my state tax payment to zero. Now, oftentimes, like me personally, we get a refund from the state. But just because we get a refund doesn't mean we didn't pay taxes. We get a refund because we overpaid the state through our paychecks throughout the year. And a lot of people think, well, if I get a refund, I don't need to do the tax credit. Well, be mindful of the amount that the state says they are keeping of your money. And you can actually find that on your state tax form online. It's state tax form 140 on line 48. It says balance of tax. That is the money the state of Arizona says, hey, this is what you owe me for living, breathing, working, owning property here in the state of Arizona. So that is truly the amount of money you want to look at that you can give away in tax credits.
In some cases, somebody who's done withholding, if they were going to get a $1,000 refund, they might get a $2,000 refund.
Correct.
If they were to do the $1,000 tax credit, because it's really tied to your tax liability more than it is to the amount that's been withheld. And I
Correct.
Think that's something that sometimes people who are hearing about this for the first time are confused a little bit by. So I'm glad that you addressed that. Jeff, talk for a minute about the impact this has on a private Christian school comprised of families that in large part are benefiting from scholarship, and maybe it's the difference, like it is for my kids, between their students being able to attend or not.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, again, this is all about educational freedom at a school like Phoenix Christian. Again, this program isn't narrowly about Phoenix Christian. It's about educational options for all families. But I can speak as an educator of a number of students. I'm thinking of one in particular who transferred from a local public school into our school. Came in, this young man's built like a tank, but was rattled with some insecurity, rattled with some struggles at home. Providing him the opportunity to open a door to a private Christian school, we've watched a young man like this flourish, and he flourishes on the football team. We have a big event coming up this weekend. He's going to be one of our keynote speakers. And to watch this young man stand in front of a group of people with squared shoulders, confidence in his eyes, and say, this school made a difference in my life. This is a tangible way that the community can get involved. It doesn't cost them anything other than a little bit of learning how to understand how the program works to benefit specific students. There's another particular student I have in mind. Again, and he transferred in. This particular student struggles with autism, transferred in from the public sector. And now this young man is boldly involved in our robotics program and has found a way to express himself academically and intellectually in a way that he's more confident and thriving. And easily we could fill the morning with story after story of kids whose lives are changed through this program.
Well, there's no question. I mean, that's the deal. This is an opportunity that exists that, you know, really this show, this program exists in large part to be able to talk about when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Right.
How rare is this opportunity nationwide, Sally?
There are about 18 states that actually have some sort of tax credit program, but Arizona has the most robust program that exists. So, and it's been around for, it was passed in 1997, was the first law that was passed for the tax credit. So it is rare. I meet with parents often that are from other states, and they are absolutely mind-boggled over the fact that, you mean I can do what? You know, they can not only be givers, you know, be donors, but they can actually afford a Christian education through the tax credit scholarships, because there's so many families that desire and have the heart to seek out Christian education for their children, but they just don't know how financially it would be possible. And so the tax credit program really opens up the door of opportunity for families of all socioeconomic classes to afford a private education, and one that is, if they choose, spiritually based.
I remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I came across this opportunity, and you know that expression that we hear a lot, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And I remember thinking, this is the exception to that. This is the exception to that idea, because it does sound too good to be true. And one of the things that we haven't said yet, that again, for somebody who's just learning about this, they need to know, is that you can't recommend your own student to receive a scholarship.
Correct.
But that's really the only limitation. You know, it's sort of like you're walking along and you find this scholarship laying on the ground. You can pick it up. You can't use it for your own kid, but you can give it to somebody, and you can recommend. And again, that's just the way it's structured. That's the way it is. But it's very workable and just a huge benefit.
But Steve, you can recommend as a grandparent.
I can recommend as a grandparent.
Yes, you
thank you for and we do for sure. And we've recommended, student athletes and other folks over the years. I mean, just to think about the number of dollars that our family has been able to recommend over the 20 plus years that we've been doing this really warms my heart, and it's really cool. So if you're just tuning in, our guest on the show, this program, is Sally Henry from Arizona Christian School Tuition Organization. Our topic this week, in ways that God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable, is this private school tuition tax credit. And we'll talk later in the show about some of the other tax credits that the state makes available. It's an incredible opportunity, and I think sometimes people shy away just because they don't realize what's happening. Join us as we go into this next segment, as we have the President Sarah Raybon from she's the executive director, rather, of the Arizona STO Association, and she's going to join us in this next segment. You're not going to want to miss it. Thanks for tuning into The Beacon.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, I want to welcome you back to The Beacon. If you're just tuning into our program today, we have in studio, together with Jeff Blake, superintendent of Phoenix Christian, and myself, Sally Henry from Arizona Christian School Tuition Organization. And Sally, we're just thankful that you're here. Thank you so much for being a part
Thank
of the program.
You.
And we're talking about this unique opportunity that's very timely here as we approach the April 15th deadline for having our taxes filed, to take advantage of an opportunity that's fairly unique in Arizona, that being tax credits. And joining us, we have another expert on the subject. And Jeff, would you introduce our listeners to our guests that we're adding in this segment?
Absolutely. And I get to introduce another hero. And Sarah Raybon is blessed to count her as a friend. But also blessed to count her as an expert in the field. And Sarah is one of those folks. I got to just on a personal note, one of those folks, when you call, you know she's going to answer the phone. And when you text, you know she's going to respond really quick. And she's been an advocate and someone that's really come alongside a school like Phoenix Christian and opened doors of opportunity. But she serves as the executive director of the ASTOA, ASTOA, which is the Arizona Association School Tuition Organization. It's the only membership organization that works solely on behalf and provides a unified voice for Arizona schools' tuition organizations. And Sarah, I am blessed to spend some time with you on the air with my friends here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. That was so kind. it's a blessing for me to be able to be doing this. I wake up excited every day and know that we are just changing lives here in Arizona and just making a difference for so many families and allowing them to be able to provide the best education possible for their kids. So it's a blessing. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let me just read you a really quick little note of encouragement. I had a student write me a letter, and because of the program that you support, he says, "I used to be a very quiet kid. I used to be really shy, but I've learned how to socialize. I've been more able to learn about God so far than it's been the best part of my life." He says, "I wasn't always a believer. I didn't know who God was. But now I know God's with me." And that's through, we get the blessing of working with the kids, but what you and Sally do directly provide this kind of opportunity and open the doors wide open. And we're here to publicly just affirm our gratitude to you.
Well, it's amazing. And I know, as has been mentioned, Arizona is just one of the very few states that allows taxpayers the opportunity to participate in this way and to make a difference in this way. And I think it's why, I mean, we have families moving to Arizona. Arizona is one of the fastest growing states. I think recently the governor said in his State of the State address, there are 300 people moving here every day. And I think, yes, it might be great weather and business climate and things, but I also think it's education freedom and the opportunity to be able to send your kids to a Christian school, and for all income levels, not just for the upper class, for the middle and lower income families as well.
So you used a term there, educational freedom. Sarah, help us unpack that. What does that mean? I mean, I had the blessing of taking some kids down, and they got to meet with the president of the Senate and Speaker of the House and the governor and hear from their hearts. But from your heart, help us unpack, what does that mean, that term educational freedom?
Well, educational freedom, in terms of that, here we have the opportunity in Arizona that if you want to homeschool your children and you feel like that's what the Lord is leading you to do, you can do that here in Arizona. You know, some states are still, there are a lot of handcuffs on families that are wanting to do that. The tax credit program to allow families of all income levels to send their kids to private schools. And thankfully, our private schools are free of government regulation. In other states, even states with some tax credit programs, our private schools are forced to abide by government regulations. In Arizona, we are free from that. Our private schools are able to fulfill their mission. They're able to operate with free of those government regulations, and that's just a huge blessing and something that we at ASTOA are always going to be fighting for our private schools, for our private Christian schools to be able to continue in their mission of serving kids. And so that's just, we're just so blessed in Arizona to have those choices. I mean, even district open enrollment, I mean, for goodness sakes, I mean, since the 90s, I mean, some states, you still are zoned to a school, and that's where you're going to go. Unless you can afford to move to a different neighborhood, you're kind of stuck right there at that school.
Well, what Sally says is true, and we actually did a program in the past, and you can find it at phoenixchristian.org/beacon. You can find a past program that we did on educational freedom. We had in the studio with us a representative that was involved in homeschooling her kids. We had one that was in a charter school, one that was working in a public school, another that was working in a private Christian school. And one of the things we were proud of is that they were all alumni of Phoenix Christian out serving in different areas of education. But it was really underscored in that program what you just said, Sarah, that Arizona affords the opportunity for each of those options to thrive. And that educational freedom is something that I think is a huge draw for our marketplace. And as I mentioned in our first segment, it brought our family back from Washington State to raise our two young grandkids.
Well, absolutely. And I do want to also point out, we get a lot of calls at ASTOA from families, particularly with kids with different learning abilities, with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I don't know if we've mentioned that, you know, we've got a tax credit specifically for those children, for children with learning differences. That is a huge draw for families as well, and is why we see the ability of our private schools. I know Phoenix Christian is amazing, you know, able to bring in kids with learning differences and serve those children because we have these programs in place to help fund those things. So it's really just a blessing to all families, all kids across Arizona, and I'm so pleased to be be a small part of it.
Well, like we said, sometimes, you know, when you hear something like this, it's so amazing and truly fits our mold as a show that we want to, shed a light on, which is when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable, people think, gosh, it's too good to be true. It can't be right. And certainly there are those that would say, well, wait a minute. How can we take these tax dollars and put them in this way? And you hear that from a naysayer. And what would you say to that, Sarah? How is it affecting the state to have this program?
Well, I will say, first of all, like these programs, first program, 1997, it has been upheld by numerous courts. So it absolutely is
constitutional.
A program that has been serving a lot of kids for a long time and is saving the state a huge amount of money. I mean, just on a just as a fiscal issue, it's just at a minimum, we're thinking at least $34 million, as much as $285 million. That's a savings to the state every year. So to being able to provide these scholarships for taxpayers to be able to contribute, I mean, that's a huge win-win. So at a minimum, $35 million, as much as $285 million in savings, that's huge.
That's
and
incredible.
For taxpayers to be able to contribute and get a dollar-for-dollar credit, it really is a win-win. And it's been around since the 90s. So we're not going anywhere, and we continue to grow every year. So I just encourage taxpayers to consider just try. Anyone on the fence, even my own brother last year, I said, Andrew, Just give me a chance. Just try it 1 year. I guarantee you will. It works. You'll get your tax credit. You won't. It's just redirecting the tax you already have
that's,
to pay. You
that's
already
right.
Obligated to pay it anyway.
Andrew, so listen to your sister. Andrew, listen to your sister and everybody else. Hey, I want to thank you again for being on the show, Sarah. When we come back in this next segment, we're going to talk about the breadth of tax credits.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon, proud to be aired on 960 The Patriot, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. to 10. And if you're listening to us on the radio, welcome. We're glad you're listening in. If you're just joining us, we have on the program today a couple of special guests, Sally Henry from ACSTO, the Arizona Christian School Tuition Organization, and Sarah Raybon, who is the executive director of the Arizona STO Association, together in studio with Jeff Blake, superintendent of Phoenix Christian, and myself, your host, Steve Woods. We're just thankful that you've tuned in. And we want to pick up the conversation a little bit where we left off. In the last segment, we talked about some opportunities exist for those that have some learning disabilities or challenges. And I know, Jeff, for Phoenix Christian, that's become a real heartbeat. Can you explain the C program and how it's affected by those that benefit from some scholarship dollars that wouldn't otherwise have the chance to be there?
You bet. We have a C program, which
stands for
Strategically Enhancing Education. And we really, again, we're building out right now our Vision 2030. Where do we see ourselves in 10 years? And this particular program we really see as a central heartbeat of who we are and who we're becoming. And it works with students that are at risk. It works with students with learning disabilities and allows us to tailor fit educational programs to best serve these students. And it's a growing program. I think currently within, we just looked at the numbers earlier this week. It's somewhere between 50 and 60 students within the school that have some form of a special needs element, and that each student has an individualized educational assistance program that partners with them. And for these families, again, this is kind of serendipitous. I sat down in my office on Monday with one of our parents who has three children in this program, and she looked at me with tears in her eyes and said, I've seen a difference in my children. We would have no way to be in a smaller educational environment for this kind of tailored fit opportunity were it not for the tax credit opportunities. And she says, I care deeply about my children. There's nothing more important than my children, and to be able to walk alongside with a school like Phoenix Christian, and this is just huge.
So if you're just tuning in, the topic today is the game changer that it is in the state of Arizona as a taxpayer to be able to direct your tax dollars, not just in the general budget that we all fill up with our tax dollars, but also in some specific ways. And Sally, tell us a little bit about, in addition to the private school tuition tax credit, which of course we've talked a lot about, the other tax credits that are available and how people can participate in those as well.
Right. So the Arizona actually has five different tax credit opportunities for individual taxpayers to participate in. Obviously, we've talked about the private school tax credit program, but there's also a public school tax credit program. And as a married couple, you can donate up to $400 to that, or single filers, $200. So again, those for the public school tax credit, those dollars are used for extracurricular programs. It's used for character building programs, just a variety of things that the public school can utilize those funds for. And when parents donate, they can actually, with that program, recommend their own kids to help offset some of the costs for different public school programs.
If I got a football player or a band member or somebody that's got an expense, I can actually take a tax credit for those expenses.
Yep. And then there's the charitable tax credit program. It used to be called the Working Poor Tax Credit, but those tax credit, that program, those the organizations that are involved in that tax credit deal with at-risk students, at-risk families, and there's probably over 800 charities that people can contribute to, and that's 800 as a married couple, 400 as single filers. The best place to go look at where, hey, who can I donate to, is you visit the Arizona Department of Revenue's website, and you just do the search box for tax credits, and you can find it.
And there are hundreds and hundreds of those.
Yes.
And we've had several of them featured on the program. Young Lives, which is a division of Young Life. League of Champions, which supports a football program and athletic programs for Heart for the City, which is another organization we feature on the show. Anyway, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
That's okay. And then there's the Foster Care Tax Credit Program. Donors can give $1,000 for that one for married, $500 for single. And again, visit the same website, ADOR. It will work for that. And then there is a military tax credit. It does work a little bit different than the other four. But if you go to ACSTO's website, acsto.org, under the donor tab, under how it works, and scroll down, we actually have a tax credit worksheet that explains all the different tax credits. And then on the backside, it actually will help you divide up what your state tax liability is, where you want to spend it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
it's incredible. Well, you know, again, this opportunity that exists in Arizona is unique. Jeff, you've given us several examples already of lives that are different because of this. It's not, you know, it's not just one of those things where it just makes sense to do it. It makes sense to do it, and it has a huge impact on the lives of many of our state, folks in our state.
Statistically for us, it's about 90% of our students receive some form of financial aid through this program. In addition, I appreciate Sally mentioning the foster care program. That's another initiative that, again, this is the beauty. I appreciate the Patriot 960. One of the things they affirm is the beauty of a free market economy. And here you have a school in the heart of our city, one educational institution pursuing opportunity for families. And we see a niche market with foster care, an opportunity to serve foster care families. So, yeah.
We know and are learning and are affirming that when the dollars follow the student, all of the levels rise. Everything's going to be better.
Absolutely.
Because of that free market.
Very
so
true.
Thank you again for tuning in to The Beacon today. We've got one more segment. You're not going to want to miss it. We tie this thing all together. Come back and join us for the final segment on The Beacon.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon. We're grateful that you've tuned in today. I hope that you're learning some information with regard to one of the most incredible opportunities that exist as it relates to state taxpayers in the state of Arizona, and really those that reside in Arizona, and opportunities to take advantage of scholarship dollars that are available for private Christian school education, as well as dollars that are available for public schools we've talked about in the last segment, and tax donations or donations that can be made for tax credits in charitable organizations, foster care organizations, even veterans, which is, you know, do the research on this, find out about it. Your CPA can direct you. It's a really good opportunity. And you know, Sally, we want to pick up kind of where we left off and talk about one other opportunity from a tax credit standpoint that moves from the individual to the corporate or the business side. We may have somebody listening who either is a business owner or an influencer of a business owner. Like I say, hey, do you know about this? Tell them what they need to know.
So what they need to know is not only is there a tax credit opportunity available to individual taxpayers, but also to business owners. Owners of S-Corps, C-Corps can actually give a dollar-for-dollar tax credit and take it as, goes against their state tax liability, and they can help support Christian education, private education throughout Arizona. The same concept as the individual tax credit. However, the donation process is a bit different. But I encourage anybody out there that you're an S Corp, C Corp, you have a heart or a passion for Christian education, private education, or just educational freedom in general. These tax credit scholarships for the corporate side, corporations can actually donate to and choose to donate to what we call disabled displaced. So those funds, those scholarships actually help children that have learning disabilities or are in the foster care program or once were. But then there's the low income tax credit scholarship that really do help the lower income to middle income families afford the education of their choice. So if you are interested in learning more, please visit our sister organization is schoolchoicearizona.org, and you can learn more about how to donate. But again, if the state of Arizona is going to allow us to have a say in how we pay, why not take advantage of it? Put your money where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with all these tax credit programs. If your heart's foster care, by all means, donate to a foster care program. But the state lets you give, so give.
Well, yeah. And even if your heart isn't in this area or that area, take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Because somebody else's heart is.
Right.
And you've got an opportunity to give them some provision they wouldn't have otherwise.
Correct.
Well, so we've talked about the corporate, and I think that's really important. I don't want to, we have another program. Again, if you go back to phoenixchristian.org/beacon, you can find an entire Beacon program that talks about the corporate tax credit, so don't miss that. I also, before I forget, want to invite those that are listening to give us some feedback. We've been on the program now for a better part of a year, and we're looking for some input as we make directional decisions moving forward, and that email address is feedback@beaconradioshow.com. So, you know, and so far I know that my mom listens and, you know, my daughter listens from college, and there's a handful of other folks that maybe are tuning in. So if anybody who's listening that we don't know about would like to let us know that you care that we're on the air and you're excited to hear ways in which God is doing things that are for his glory and for the good of others, then we want to know. We want to know about it.
You know, there's one thing I'd like to highlight, too. It's been a year since we were up at a education conference up in Prescott. And I remember sitting in that room. And there were some administrators from a Native American school up on the reservation. And I remember in that room identifying them in my mind as some true heroes and educators working in environments where there's not as much funding.
Right.
And one of the things I'd love to draw attention to here too is through Sarah and Sally, what this program, this tax credit program does for schools in the rural settings.
Sarah, or go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, no, Sarah, go ahead, because you can speak. Worked on those rural places.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been involved in school choice and the tax credit program specifically for more than a decade, and I just have a passion for underserved areas, and our Native American reservations are just some of the most underserved, and we've just got some amazing stories of children whose lives have been transformed. And my hope and my prayer is that children who have benefited from this program, from our tax credit program, and who have been able to go to our faith-based schools, I'm hoping that they then will give back, right? I'm hoping that these families and these kids, and we're seeing that. We're seeing that now, the generation of kids. One little girl who was able to attend Christian school throughout her education is now a teacher and is working in education in underserved areas. So we're seeing our children, these tax credit beneficiaries, they are now giving back in the same way that they benefited from. So that's just something for people to realize, that we are just raising up the next generation. So
Sarah, as we kind of wrap on this portion of the conversation today, can you give us either statistically or bullet points some things that you want to make sure the listeners hear us say?
Well, I think I want everybody to realize less than 3% of taxpayers are participating in this program. So you can see there's tremendous opportunity for growth. The waiting lists that we have as STOs, as school tuition organizations, we have so many children waiting, parents waiting for this opportunity, and less than 3% of taxpayers are participating. So I encourage everybody, as April 15th is coming, just consider this year, just pray, and if that the Lord leads you to that, to participating this year, please consider it, because you can truly change a life, truly.
Well, and you can still do that for the 2019 tax year. You can still do it here in 2020 if you've not filed your taxes before April 15th, or if you're doing an extension as long as you make the donation by the 15th. So give us some more information.
Absolutely.
Sarah, what else do you want us to
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
We've talked about the fact that it's statewide, that the reservations are being benefiting, as well as all the rural communities across the state. Well, there was another...
Absolutely.
There's the other thing I wanted to backtrack and mention real quick is Sarah had talked about the cost savings to the state.
Right.
And there was recently a paper done that actually analyzed the numbers to show that there truly is a cost savings to the state. And we have it on our website at acsto.org. If you go under the About Us tab and scroll down, you'll see school resources or school choice resources, and you can read the paper. It's 7 pages long. It's an easy read, but it actually maps out how this program is saving the state money. Like Sarah said, anywhere from $35 million to all the way up to $285 million a year.
So we just need the other 97% of taxpayers that are out there to save the state more money in this way.
Yes.
And that would have a profound impact across the board in all areas and all categories.
Let me make an appeal on that. And I'm sitting here listening and reflecting. I think the word systemic comes to mind. And that as we look at our country, we look at where our country's going, the future, the opportunities, we look at some of the struggles that we have with areas that are impoverished, with families seeking to establish a footing in our society. What this program does is allows for a systemic solution. And I'm a strong advocate for education, to empower the student, to empower the family, for long-lasting change. In a system that doesn't entirely rely on the government. And if I could speak to my my public school counterparts, the fellow laborers in education, we believe in you. I'm actually part of an organization called All In for All Ed, in which we believe in proponents for all education throughout the state. And we believe in the power of education, but we also believe in the power of unique opportunities for education. And specifically this morning, we've had an opportunity to highlight educational freedom. So we do believe passionately that it does save the state money. It is not taking money from our public school counterparts. It's simply providing more educational options, and is a systemic solution to help throughout the entire state to help raise kids up, inspire them, and pursue systemic solutions to dealing with poverty and other social issues facing our country.
And really, according to the Arizona Department of Revenue report on STOs, about 60 to 70% of the families that are recipients of the tax credit scholarship program, they fall into the low-income, middle class category. They would never be able to take advantage of a private education if it was not for this tax credit program. So.
Well, guys, thank you again. I mean, this is such critical information. I would encourage you, if you're listening, to find somebody that you know that's a state taxpayer. Find out if they even know, if they've heard about this. They just need more information. Send them the link to the program. Send them the links that will be attached to that go to ACSTO and other STO organizations to do the research. Find out the information for themselves. On behalf of the program, I want to thank you, Sally, again for joining us. You're one of our first repeat guests, and that's how important you are and this subject is, and how grateful we are for you to be here. Sarah, thank you for being a part of the program today. We really appreciate both of you and the network of folks that you represent that are championing this important cause. We can't thank you enough for being here.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, and at this point, Jeff, with the remainder of our time, would you just take a minute and give the listeners an update as to what God's doing in, through, and around Phoenix Christian, who sponsors our program?
Yeah, and I want to thank Sally, Sarah, for being heroes, always available through a phone call or a text. You're directly impacting families, and you're changing lives. I'm a life that's blessed because I get to walk and labor along with you all. again, this program has been about promoting choice and opportunity. We haven't highlighted one element. What I would like to also highlight before we wrap up the program, I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce the listener to the Empowerment Scholarship opportunities for families out there. It's the Empowerment Scholarship allows families to also provide additional. It's a state program of funding that connects families in school districts that are struggling to provide options for families, for students with special needs. There's funding. We have the blessing and honor to serve, I think, at our school about 6 or 7 autistic students that are directly impacted through the Empowerment Scholarship opportunity. And it's a smaller educational environment where every teacher knows their names. They're not a number. They're a student with a life to give and unique talents that we get to explore. So I can't think of a better opportunity to invite the listener into the opportunity for the life-changing work of Phoenix Christian Preparatory School. And we're in the midst of re-registering our current families for next year, but now is an excellent opportunity to consider visiting phoenixchristian.org. You can click right there on our website, and we would love to invite you even today to come down and visit our campus. It's a vibrant community in the heart of our city where each student, our vision by 2030, we want to be known through the entire state as a school where the student is the hero, and we're not measured by necessarily how the student enters Phoenix Christian, but we want to be measured by the life-changing and radical progress that a student makes while they're under the wings of Phoenix Christian and our caring teachers and an educational environment where we set Jesus Christ loose in the classroom and let him have his way. Every student matters. Their souls will have eternal value. And I would like to just encourage the listener to visit phoenixchristian.org. And in particular, on April 4th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have an open house at Phoenix Christian where you can come meet our teachers. I'd love to meet you personally. We'll have representatives from ACSTO there. Sally is raising her hand. She will be there that morning. And it's an opportunity to open the doors of opportunity to your students. So if you're moved by this morning, and if I could put, while I've got just a second, to put a personal plea out to those 97% of you out there that are not participating in the program, I've got a student on my heart right now who's a 7th grade student, and he says, I am in the STEM and MESA program. That stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and Math Education Science Achievement. And he says, I love to show off my projects. My interests in school have grown in math and science because when I go to school, I'm able to learn so much, and I love it. And I love to run. I love the track program. I'm a thriving kid. And so please be inspired. Give to kids all across the state of Arizona.
Well, thank you again to the listeners for tuning in. Thank you again to our guests for being here and for the work you're doing. I mean, let's face it, paying taxes is not the funnest thing we can do in life, right? It's not fun. But you know what is fun? Making a huge difference and an impact in the lives of other people for the sake of all eternity. What if you could do both at the same time? Share this program with your friends. Thank you for being a Beacon listener. Give us some feedback at feedback@beaconradioshow.com. Let us know what you think. We appreciate you. We're praying that you have an awesome day today, wherever you're at and whatever you're doing. May God blow your mind with his faithfulness. Thanks for tuning into The Beacon.